It's time for Sounding Off with Phil Goff.
Hello there, Phil. How are you? Good morning. The Mayor of Auckland, Phil Goff. Woohoo!
Good, thanks, Mikey. And a sunny day. And hey, the best news of all, after all the rain we've had, which has been good for the farmland and for the gardens, we're going to have a sunny weekend.
A sunny weekend. We haven't got, I thought you were going to say the whole of the canal can go swimming.
Well, we're going to have a great anniversary weekend for Auckland, which is really nice.
What anniversary is it this time? What, how many years?
Waitangi's 178, so we're probably roughly the same. We were set up in 1840. Mayor should know these things, and he needs to check his history. Yeah.
Still, though, a long time, isn't it?
It's a long time, and the face of the city has changed, and it's changing quicker than ever before. But there have been good things. I'm quite interested in reading in the paper at the moment, you know, the history of Herne Bay and Grey Lynn when they were slums and nobody wanted to live there, and now the average price of homes are $1 to $2 million. Been a lot of change in the city, and I think if the first people that arrived in the sailing ship...
Won't be long till the slums are $1.2 million anyway.
We don't want slums at all, do we?
No, we don't.
But we do want more affordable houses, and the government promises me that they are coming.
Good.
That's good news.
The discussion about this America's Cup situation, the America's Cup village, does that mean we've got it or not? Does that mean we're going to have it here?
The final decision hasn't yet been made by Team New Zealand, but all the indications are that they want to hold it here, genuinely, I believe. And what we're working through at the moment is two options around the Wynyard Basin, one which goes 50 metres out into the harbour on Halsey Street Wharf more than the other. One goes out about 25 metres, one goes out 50 metres. We can cut down how far it goes out into the harbour if we are able to make use of the land on the south end of Wynyard Point, where a company called Stolthaven have got their hazardous substances tanks, and the ASB has got a car park. So we're still looking at that variant, although we've got the resource consent in for the one that's got more certainty about it at this point. But I'm keeping an open mind, and the minister is quite keen on and has been looking further at the possibility of extending more of the building onto Wynyard Point and less onto Halsey Street Wharf.
Right, now how much is it going to cost?
Oh, these things are all movable feasts, aren't they? The construction inflation price index runs at about 8% a year. So I give you a figure now, and in a year's time, it'll be, you know, maybe 8% higher, maybe right, even higher than that. But you're talking anywhere in the vicinity, to tell you the truth, of $100 and $200 million for either of the two options that are still live.
And when would the race happen if we did get it?
We have it in 2021, but there will be earlier races probably at the end of 2019, and the contending teams, and we don't know quite how many there will be. I think Grant Dalton is overseas just drumming up interest in that. We think there'll be about 8 competing teams, but the first of them will be arriving mid-next year. So, you know, when you think about the time it takes to consent and the time it takes to construct, we are on a very tight timetable, and you know, that's just natural with the process that, you know, we won the cup. You couldn't plan before you knew you were going to win the cup. Then you've got to work out what suits Team New Zealand, what works for them. Then you've got to work out, you know, you've got two players in the funding of it, which is government, central government and local government, in terms of the infrastructure. So there's a lot of different moving parts in it, and it's quite a challenge, but we are getting to the sharp end of the decision making, and there'll probably be a joint officials meeting, I would think, probably mid next week, and with the minister and I both present at it, and we'll try to pull it all together.
Alrighty, now there's a well-known name amongst activists in the city, Penny Bright. You're going to say that, is council going to seize Penny's house? Because she hasn't paid her rates. Now, as far as I know, the reason she's giving for not paying her rates is a lack of transparency as to where that rate money goes. Aren't you the transparent council?
I don't think personally that that reason holds up at all. And of course, rate paying like tax paying, it can't be a voluntary process. Some of us can't opt out and some of us stay in. That's not going to work ever. I'm not entering into the debate on it because I don't think it should be politicised. Penny will be treated, and I know her personally. It's another reason I don't want to get involved with it. She'll be treated like anybody else, and council bends over backwards to avoid having to have sale of property to collect overdue rates. In this case, the rates are overdue by 10 years. It's not a poverty-driven problem. It's a choice problem. It's a political leverage problem. And she will be treated the same as anybody else, which means council has and will probably continue to go to whatever length they can to get a voluntary agreement to start repaying. But it's not an option to opt out of paying your rates, just like it's not an option to opt out of paying your taxes. You can't run society like that.
There is an argument for there being some sort of transparency as to what you're paying for, though.
Yeah, and there is. And the New Zealand transparency system in government is probably the most transparent of any country in the world. And I make that claim on the basis of Transparency International rates us as the top country in its international surveys almost every year in terms of its transparency. Can we do better? Yes, of course, you can always do better. But there are things now and in the past that probably council does that I don't agree with, but you just don't have that option of saying, I don't agree with everything you're doing, therefore I'm not going to pay for anything. I'm going to opt out and I'm going to continue to use all the services, but you, the other people, should pay for it because I'm a person of principle and I won't pay for my share of it.
Yes, so it makes everyone else's share more, doesn't it?
If you want to be pure, you would have to say, well, I'm going to opt out, but I'm not going to take advantage of any services. So I won't use the footpaths, I won't use the roads, I won't use the water supply, I won't take advantage of the parks and the reserves, the museums, and the art galleries and the playgrounds. You're using all of those things and we collectively use them and we collectively pay for them.
Right, here's a question for you. I am usually really boring looking. I'm 58 years old, but this weekend coming up is my time to shine. What am I?
58, usually boring looking. This is my time. Oh, I know what you are, the Harbour Bridge.
The Auckland Harbour Bridge, exactly what I am.
You had me thinking there for a while, Mikey. Auckland Harbour Bridge, anniversary weekend. Lots of exciting things happening anniversary weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one.
The Hauranga Waka Festival down on Queen's Wharf. We've got the regatta, of course. I've got a big wedding to go to. Senior staff members.
Good timing.
On Saturday night, I've got to opt out of the last part of the reception at that wedding, go across to Little Shoal Bay, and the Prime Minister, the Chair of Vector Energy, and some delightful young school kids who entered into a competition on innovative ideas of sustainable energy use are going to flick the switch, and our Harbour Bridge is going to light up for 6 minutes, and you can tune in and on your phones, your smartphones, I think on the Auckland Council website, and you will be able to get the musical accompaniment that goes with the changing lights.
Will you get the visual of it as well, because for those people who aren't within sight of the bridge?
Yep, I'm presuming that that's going to happen. Most Aucklanders know where you're going to get a good view. We're actually over on Little Shoal Bay, but look, anywhere along the Auckland waterfront, you've got Bayswater Marina, you've got Mount Vic on Devonport, Queen's Parade on Devonport, Bastion Point, Sentinel Bay, Herne Bay, Harbour View Beach Reserve.
Even right up in Tiatua up there,
you get a great view of it, and it will be a special, occasion, 6 minutes of this, but we are going to have further light shows whenever there is a significant festival. So we'll probably do something for Waitangi Day.
So it's a permanent fixture.
And the lights, there'll be lights on. I'm not sure what hours they'll run it. They won't run it all night. But the bridge will be lit up. And others that have seen this sort of thing done overseas will celebrate. But there's two other reasons to celebrate, Mikey, and I've got to touch on them. One is that we are generating the equivalent amount of energy that the 90,000 LED lights will use by solar energy, so it's totally sustainable, and that's a powerful message about the need for sustainability. And the other great news is we've worked out a partnership with Vector, and they're going to meet 80% of the costs of running of installing and running the lights, which is fantastic.
Good job.
So, you know, the ratepayer gets a really special deal on this one. We're going to pay a bit.
I guess if you're a Vector customer, you're sort of going, oh, yeah.
In the end, all of us as consumers pay for everything. We just got to remember that. I think it'll be good. I think it'll help make our city a bit more vibrant and exciting. And you said, look, you know, the Harbour Bridge, and I'm just looking out the window at it now. It's in that navy grey.
I kind of love it, though. I kind of love the Harbour Bridge.
But it's still iconic for us. You know, it is our coat hanger. It is our Harbour Bridge. And when it's lit up, you know, I hear people all the time say, hey, yeah, what colour is the Sky Tower today? And then that's quite nice that they
you know
like
what I like to do? I like
but
to
the
ring,
Harbour Bridge will be really special.
I like to ring up Sky City if I don't know why the Sky Tower's a certain colour and ask them. And most of the time they don't know and they get really embarrassed they don't know.
Yeah.
And then they'll put you through to somebody else, It's just a good thing to do if you're bored. Excuse me. Hi, I'm just wondering why your Sky Tower that represents your business is this particular colour. Can I just put you just hold the line, please? You want to get up the Sky Tower for that, wouldn't you? Or maybe it wouldn't be such a good view from up there. It might be too high.
The sky. Yeah, I don't think that there'll be that many people that'll be able to go up. But if you want to pay for a meal at the restaurant up there, and you can use the viewing platform, and it's revolving. I think I've been up there once for a meal, and that'd be a great view. But hey, the main view anywhere along that waterfront, anywhere where you can see the Harbour Bridge, you're going to see the lights, and you know. Use your smartphone and get the music that goes with it. I've had a sneak preview of an early version of it late last year, and I reckon it was pretty impressive. You know,
I'm
not always easy to impress.
I've got a friend that's working on it. He said if it all goes to plan, it's going to be impressive.
No. Look, I think people will like it, and you know, not everybody will like it. Not everybody likes everything that happens around the world, but I just think it just adds another element of interest. And, you know, why do we light up our homes at Christmas time, put the fairy lights out? Hey, you know, why do we go up Franklin Road? It's interesting.
I'm happy with Christmas lights all year round, you know.
Yeah.
But then I'm a Fiesta guy, you know.
Why not? Hey, I'll tell you something I did last night, and I went along to the pop-up Globe Theatre to watch Julius Caesar, and I'm glad I wasn't standing in the mosh pit in the front line because you got covered in blood several times. It's a bit gory. But they've got this great theme that all of the men are played by women, and the women are played by men, and the men are there in sackcloth and shackles playing the role of women. There's a message there, not too subtle. But hey, the pop-up Globe is great. Alison
Gray, that's cool, isn't it?
Really cool. We're so lucky that we've got that sort of thing. The guys that are...
It's amazing that we're able to have that so many, like a couple of years in a row as well. That's been great.
Well, Miles Gregory and Tobias Grant are the creative and the administrative people behind it, and I reckon they've done a fantastic job. It's that combination of being entrepreneurial and being creative. Hey, that's what makes us a fantastic city. So, you know, big ups to them. I went to one of them last year, and it was it's a great atmosphere. And the actors are amongst the audience at different times and climbing up the scaffolding, and you can have a drink in the garden bar, you know, before and during the intermission, and good way to spend a night.
Hey, you're the mayor of Auckland, and it's Auckland's birthday, so have a great weekend.
Hey, thanks, mate. Yeah, no, it's going to be really busy. I think I've got four big events on the Saturday.
And then Laneway.
Yeah. I'm at Laneways too. I'm going along there for a while, and apparently I'm introducing a band.
Which one? Do you know which one?
No, I don't know which one yet. So,
Sarah, do you know which one?
Come say hi. We'll be there. We'll be broadcasting all day. Pop your head into the BFM bus and say hello.
I'll wander in and say good day.
Yeah, we'll be in a bus parked up right on the side there, ready to go.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Boys and girls in the bus. Okay. Have a great weekend to you and all of your listeners.
Thank you, Phil. Happy Auckland birthday to you.
Okay. Cheers, mate.
That was Sounding Off with Phil Goff.